The use of combination therapies for the first-line treatment of metastatic renal cell carcinoma, RCC, has increased significantly over the past 3 years. However, there are now a number of potential first-line treatments, and choosing the most suitable treatment for each individual patient can be difficult. In a presentation at the European International Kidney Cancer, EIKC, 2021 virtual annual meeting, Dr. Brian Reaney from Vanderbilt University Medical Center in the USA described on how to choose between a combination of targeted therapies, such as vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, inhibitors, plus immunotherapy or a combination of immunotherapies. Dr. Reaney compared data from various studies of combination therapies, including Emotion 151, Checkmate 214, Keynote 426, Checkmate 9ER, and CLEAR. Each of these trials has shown a clear benefit for combination therapies compared to sunitinib, with a relative benefit of 30 to 35%. Survival at both 12 months and 24 months was similar for the combination therapies, although slightly improved with the combination of lenvatinib pembrolizumab. Combinations including a VEGF inhibitor resulted in more shrinkage of the cancer and a longer time to when the treatment stopped working and the cancer started growing again, progression-free survival, compared to the combination of nivolumab and ipilimumab. Complete response rates were around 10% with combination treatments, and slightly higher with lenvatinib pembrolizumab. About a third of patients on the nivolumab plus ipilimumab combination had long-term progression-free survival and duration of response after 3.5 years follow-up. This shows that there is a group of patients who respond better to immunotherapy. Also, this highlights the durability of immunotherapy. However, one of the drawbacks to these combination treatments is the side effects. Dr. Reaney suggested that a treatment-free interval could help with side effects. SAN studies are ongoing to look at this effect in more detail. Finally, Dr. Reaney described a study investigating biomarkers for the use of combination therapies to provide personalized therapy for metastatic RCC patients. In conclusion, RCC responds to both VEGF inhibitors and immunotherapies. In the past few years, combination therapies based on immunotherapy have transformed the management of first-line metastatic RCC, and all patients should be offered one of these approaches. Sunitinib is no longer considered the standard of care for metastatic RCC. Read more in RO Today. Here.